RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. New digital standard for finance, transportation, energy being developed. Businesses undeterred by Surakarta bombing. Now the news in detail. The government plans to make new standard rules for three priority sectors in an attempt to make the country's cyber activities more secure. The sectors are finance and banking, transportation and energy and mineral resources. Communications and Information Minister Rudiantara said recently in Jakarta. The standardized rules are expected to be ready in September so that afterward they would be monitored by a soon-to-be-established national cyber agency. The government plans to form a national cyber agency to coordinate defense against cyber attacks and crime, as well as to protect state information and data. Either a presidential decree or a government regulation would be issued by July 11 as the legal basis for the establishment of the national cyber agency. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin Chairman Rosan Ruslani said the effects of a recent bombing in Surakarta, Central Java Tuesday would be minimal, if none, to the country's business climate. The business people and the public are already hard-skinned and able to recover quickly from the incident, Rosan said Thursday after visiting an open house event hosted by Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution in South Jakarta. He admitted that several foreign investors queried Indonesian business people about the country's situation, but the latter had explained that the bombing would not directly affect their investments. A suicide bomber detonated an explosive device in front of the Surakarta Police Headquarters Tuesday, injuring a police officer. A member of Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Council, Wahid Nusron, said revision of the Terrorism Act in the House of Representatives, DPR, should be discussed immediately to respond to the increasing terrorist threats related to the recent suicide bombing. The intelligence should be strengthened by law. The government, due to the existing law, could not prevent the terror attacks. It could make arrest only after the attacks happen, Nusron said. According to Nusron, having the intention and plan of attacks could be the reason of arrest. The House and the government should complete the terrorism bill immediately to make prevention. I agree. The situation is already critical. It is an emergency. The intelligence should play a bigger role. According to the existing law, people could be arrested if they already have done attack. People who have thought, let alone plan of terror, must be arrested. I agree if the new law gives the law enforcement authority to do so, as long as it is not subversion of differences of opinion. Nusron added, the existing terrorism law is mainly reactive. The law can only be enforced when the terror attacks happen. The law gives no authority to the law enforcers as well as intelligence officers to perform any step of early detention, detection, and preventive measures against terrorism action plan. North Sulawesi has exported 21.2 tons of dried nutmeg, which generated $48,802 to Italy in June. It was stated by the head of Foreign Trade from the province's Department of Industry and Commerce, Hasudungan Siregar, in Manado recently. Hasudungan further explained that dried nutmeg was a derivative commodity that was currently in high demand among Italian buyers. The export positively affect the nutmeg farmers and derivative product exporters in North Sulawesi as they boost the country's foreign exchange. Generally, nutmeg is only used as a cooking ingredient or turned into pickles, as a result of which it does not reach the international market. The reach of nutmeg is rather vast as it has now entered the European market. Hence, nutmeg products originating from Sitaro province in North Sulawesi are highly sought after as it has its own specialty and quality that cannot be found in other areas. Hence, product quality should be maintained to sustain the demand from the European market. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Pertamina CEO Dwi Sucipto in Jakarta Wednesday said that he is planning to fly to Iran to discuss cooperation on oil and gas processing. He said he would sign a memorandum of understanding with Iranian national company. Pertamina has been studying possibilities to cooperate with Iran in oil and gas processing for quite some time, according to Dwi. The cooperation will include providing liquid petroleum gas LPG, crude, and to expand investments in the oil and gas upstream sector. Dwi said the cooperation will open new opportunities for Indonesian companies to be involved in Iran's upstream oil and gas industry. Dwi added that the cooperation is also intended to provide oil and gas supply in Indonesia. Dwi said that currently, domestic fuel consumption has reached a staggering number of 1.6 million barrels per day. On the other hand, Pertamina is only capable of producing 300 barrels per day. The number of home burglary incidents in Greater Jakarta during the Idul Fitri holiday period so far has decreased to 17 cases from the 33 recorded in the same period last year, says Jakarta Police Spokesperson Sergeant Commissioner Awi Setiono. He also added that the police's policy to heighten security had also contributed to the decrease in crime during the long holiday. The police have also registered people leaving their houses during the Idul Fitri holidays and have increased the number of personnel in areas with many vacant residences. Jakarta police have deployed hundreds of officers to tighten security in the capital for the holiday period. The last item. Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan has estimated that the number of people using public transport during the holiday season this year was more than those using private cars. At an open house at the Vice President's Palace in Jakarta Wednesday, the minister said between 6 to 7 million people used motorcycles or cars, while only a quarter of them were from Jakarta. He informed that the number of people using public transportation services such as planes, trains, and buses could reach 17 to 18 million across the country. The minister stated that the interest of those traveling by air this year could be the highest compared to those traveling by land or sea. Compared to all modes of transportation in the history of Lebaran, this year the number of those traveling by plane will be the highest in the category of public transportation service. Listener, that was the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Focus. Today's edition entitled Indonesia Condemns Terror Attacks in Bangladesh. Indonesia condemned the terror attacks and hostages that occurred in a cafe in the area of Gulsan, Dhaka, Bangladesh on Friday, July 1, 2016, which killed at least 20 people. Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta in a release issued on Saturday said, the Indonesian government and people expressed deep condolences to the victims and their families in the face of this difficult situation. Indonesia expresses solidarity to Bangladesh in combating terrorism and stressed again the need for closer international cooperation to fight against terrorism as a real threat to the world. The security guard said, from the 20 deaths, 18 people are foreigners, namely from Italy, 9 people, Japan, 7 people, India, 1 people, and the United States, 1 people. Embassy in Dhaka reported no Indonesian citizens who become victim of terror. However, the Indonesian Embassy Dhaka continued to monitor the development of the situation to coordinate with the local authorities and the people of Indonesia in Dhaka and searching to find information about the possibility of citizens who became victims. The embassy stated that so far it has been recorded 520 citizens in Bangladesh. Indonesian citizens residing in the territory of Bangladesh are encouraged to continue to maintain personal security, remain vigilant and cautious, and to temporarily avoid crowded places that could be targeted terror, and follow the direction and encouragement of local security authorities. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, condemned the terrorist attack and determined to eradicate terrorism in Bangladesh. Meanwhile, Home Affairs Minister of Bangladesh, Asaduzzaman Khan, said the attackers were members of the local militant group Jamaat Ul-Mujahideen Bangladesh, has already been frozen by the government. According to the minister, they were not linked to group of Islamic State in Iraq and Syria or NIIS. Related to the terror acts, Bangladesh government imposed a national day of mourning for 2 days. That was today's focus.
Welcome to News in Brief. The government plans to make new standard rules for 3 priority sectors in an attempt to make the country's cyber activities more secure. The sectors are finance and banking, transportation and energy and mineral resources, communications and information. Minister Rudiantara said recently in Jakarta. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin Chairman Rosan Ruslani said the effects of a recent bombing in Surakarta, Central Java, Tuesday would be minimal if known to the country's business climate. The business people and the public are already hard-skinned and able to recover quickly from the incident, Rosan said Thursday after visiting an open house event hosted by Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution in South Jakarta. A member of Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Council, Wahid Nusron, said revision of the Terrorism Act in the House of Representatives DPR should be discussed immediately to respond to the increasing terrorist threats related to the recent suicide bombing. North Sulawesi has exported 21.2 tons of dried nutmeg, which generated $48,802 to Italy in June. It was stated by the head of foreign trade from the province's Department of Industry and Commerce, Hasudungan Siregar, in Manado recently. Hasudungan further explained that dried nutmeg was a derivative commodity that was currently in high demand among Italian buyers. Pertamina CEO Dwi Sucipto in Jakarta Wednesday said that he is planning to fly to Iran to discuss cooperation on oil and gas processing. He would sign a memorandum of understanding with Iranian national company. Pertamina has been studying possibilities to cooperate with Iran in oil and gas processing for quite some time. The cooperation will include providing liquid petroleum gas LPG, crude, and to expand investments in the oil and gas upstream sector. The number of home burglary incidents in Greater Jakarta during the Idul Fitri holiday period so far has decreased to 17 cases from the 33 recorded in the same period last year. It was said by Jakarta Police spokesperson, Sergeant Commissioner Awi Setiono. Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan has estimated that the number of people using public transportation during the holiday season this year was more than those using private cars. At an open house at the Vice President's Palace in Jakarta Wednesday, the minister said between 6 to 7 million people used motorcycles or cars, while only a quarter of them were from Jakarta. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Banyuwangi, East Java Province. Stay tuned. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder would like to introduce one new natural destination in Banyuwangi, East Java, namely Banjar Tourism Village. Tourism Village is located in Licin Sub-District, transformed into a tourism village that attracts tourists. The expanse of rice field with a system of terraces add beauty to the natural charm of this village. As an area at the foot of Mount Ijen, Banjar become the strategic region because it is passed by tourists who trekking to Mount Ijen. The opportunity is captured by Karang Taruna Youth Creative to develop Banjar Village into a tourism village. They make trekking path passing paddy field belonging to local people by selling the scenery which is equally beautiful with tourism village in Ubud, Bali. The path is two varied. The longest lane is about 5 kilometers than the middle and short lane. Listener, the distance from Banyuwangi city center to the Banjar village is only about 15 kilometers. The village can be reached by driving 2 or 4 wheels vehicle. When arriving in Banjar village, you will immediately see the sprawling views of rice field in several villages. Between the hamlets of the village is usually separated by river. Each local people garden in this village spread a lot of fruit trees such as durian, mangosteen, rambutan, young coconut and pala. This is an attraction of the Banjar village. In addition to presenting the stretch of terrace rice field, Banjar village also has a tradition of making palm sugar that is quite unique. When tapping palm wine, they usually perform traditional procession that has mystical value. Banjar village residents are required to wear black clothes and singing hymns and special spell. Wearing black clothes and singing, they believe the tree can produce the nira profusely. After they have collected nira, then cooked and traditionally processed into various foods and sugary drinks. Interestingly, the juice can be enjoyed in all stages of processed products. Then, if it is cooked in the traditional way over a wood stove, the water is already boiling sap that can be enjoyed immediately, called sajeng. If the nira is already thickened, commonly called ketek banyu or ketek semut, and can be processed into a variety of traditional foods.
If you're traveling to Banjar, you will be invited to see the Nira cooking process into various meals which is ready to eat. You are also invited to enjoy the uniqueness coffee utek gula aren served with red curry and Banjar typical snacks like a balu kuwuk, jenak procot, iwel-iwel and kulupan mustard or cassava wrapped in palm sugar. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Banjar Tourism Village. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. Indonesia is known as the agrarian country because most of Indonesian people are farmers. Agriculture in Indonesia has known several kinds of artificial fertilizer, pesticides, and high-quality seeds since 1969. As a result, Indonesia has undergone increasing productivity until it reached self-sufficient on food in 1986 and received an award from Food and Agriculture Organization FAO from the United Nations. But the continuous usage of synthetic pesticides will harm the ecosystem balance and contaminate the environment until it will have a negative impact on agriculture production. Therefore, in today's edition of Miscellany, we'll inform you about pesticide of natural material from cigarette industry waste. Listener, more recently, it has been realized that the usage of synthetic pesticide is like a dilemma. Under the big benefit to increase agriculture production, in fact, pesticides have hidden harms and horrible dangers for human beings. The negative impacts are causing environment pollution, intoxication, which are fatal to trigger cancer, disability, and many other diseases. Realizing the danger, a group of students of Indonesian Islamic University in Yogyakarta, Indrasti Dwi Pujilestari Cahyati, Rizky and Marlina from Chemistry Study Program create an environmentally friendly natural pesticide from cigarette waste such as the leaf and tobacco shaft. The innovation has been through an intensive research to gain benefit from the waste in order to help the chili farmers in overcoming the pest. The pests are considered as the huge danger for chili farmers because of its destructive effect. According to Dwi Pujilestari, the leaf and shaft extract contains high nicotine alkaloid. This substance is similar with neurotoxin that can paralyze insects. This environmentally friendly and natural pesticide works by interrupting insects' nerve system. And the residue can travel easily in the nature, so it will not affect the environment. To extract the substance, it takes several processes. First, the tobacco waste is ground and soaked in a methanol solvent. Then the extract is strained to get the raw extract. The extract is then processed again until it results in alkaloid compound that is ready to use as pesticide solvent. Even it proves to be effective to eliminate the chili pest, the students still need further research to know more the combination of the solvent to extract tobacco waste that most effective as the natural pesticide. Besides, the students are still developing way to make natural pesticide to be applied by the chili farmers. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany with the topic Pesticide of Natural Material from Cigarette Industry Waste. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again in the next edition of Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Dee, in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's edition presents you Nini Karlina, a well-known Indonesian female dangdut singer. And listener, to begin today's segments of Music Corner, here is a song entitled Gantengnya Pacarku by Nini Karlina. Happy listening!
At this time, I have the honor to present to you
the Grand Wizard
Patin.
Ganteng pacarku, ganteng pacarku.
Nini Herlina, known as Nini Carlina, gained her popularity in Indonesian music scene in 1992 when she released a song entitled Gantengnya Pacarku in her very first album. Nini Carlina was born in Banyuwangi, East Java on July 12, 1976. Her collaboration with Doel Sumbang, an Indonesian popular male singer, in a song entitled Kalau Bulan Bisa Ngomong, brought Nini Carlina's name to the top of her popularity in Indonesian dangdut world. Nini Carlina, Doel Sumbang duet, known to be very dynamic, and the duo has collaborated in several other songs, among others, Aku Cinta Kamu, Rindu Aku Rindu Kamu, Malioboro, and Tembang Cinta. During her career, Nini Carlina released several albums entitled Tembang Cinta in 1995, Tak Main Main, Harap Maklum in 2000, Bulan Andung Andung in 1997, and Pana Asmara in 2002. Listener, before we go any further, let's listen to another song by Nini Carlina.
Rindu aku, rindu kamu, cinta kita.
Cinta kita berdua juga pasang sayang.
Ketika tiba-tiba ombak di laut surut,
cinta Listener, in 1994, under Hape Records, Nini Carlina included in a group named Hape Girls together with other popular dangdut singers Mary Andani, Baby Ayu, and Anis Marcella. Hape Girls released an album entitled Anak Mama with Jeffrey Bule as the music director and Dul Sumbang as the songwriter. Still in 1994, Nini Carlina joined another group called Kelompok Solidaritas or Solidarity Group, consisted Indonesia's top singers and musicians in the 90s. The group found by one of Indonesian rock icon, Ian Antono, in an album project. Under Blackboard Indonesia, Kelompok Solidaritas released an album entitled Kelompok Solidaritas with a hit song entitled Bunga Kehidupan composed by Indonesian legend Iwan Fals. Although she was known as a dangdut singer, never stopped Nini Carlina to try another music genre such as pop, ethnic, and slow rock. She sometimes performed Mandarin songs, made her also known as a multi-genre singer. Listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to two songs by Nini Carlina entitled Panah Asmara and Merana Lagi. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
At this time, I have the honor to present to you
the Grand Wizard
Part 2.
Oh,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Rindu aku, rindu kamu, cinta kita.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.